Father, we thank you for creating us to worship you. We enter your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and your courts with praise. This is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Evening and morning and at noon, we will pray and cry aloud, and you will hear our voice. Thank you that we confess our sins, and you are faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for your love that covers a multitude of sins. Come, Father, in the name of Jesus, to plead his blood over our lives and over all that belongs to us and over all which you have made as stewards. Jesus is our Passover lamb. We plead his blood over the portals of our minds, bodies, emotions, and our will. We are protected by the blood of the Lamb, which gives us access to the Holy of Holies. We plead that precious blood over our children, our grandchildren, and their children, and all those you have given us in this life, our whole tent. Lord, you've said that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us from sin and sealed the new covenant of which we are partakers. We are Abraham's seed. Therefore, we live in and declare the promises of Abraham. We are your people, Lord, called by your name. We humble ourselves and pray and seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Therefore, Lord, you hear us, you forgive us, and you heal our land. We, your people, are strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. We put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. We therefore take up the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded our loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, we take the shield of faith with which we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and we take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and we pray always with all prayer and supplication for all the saints, and for us, your people, Lord, that we open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which we are ambassadors in chains, that in it we boldly as we ought to speak. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, may we let our mind dwell on these things. We allow you to create in us a clean heart, Holy Father, and to renew in us a steadfast spirit. We ask that the Spirit of the Lord rest upon us, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might and strength, the spirit of knowledge and of the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord. We pray that we ever be continually filled with the Holy Spirit and the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We pray that we walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to, controlled and guided and led by the Holy Spirit, so that we will not gratify or carry out the craving and desires of the flesh and not be subject to or come under the law. We pray unceasingly for ourselves and all of our tent, that we be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness. Father of glory, you have given to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in our knowing Jesus. The eyes of our understanding have been enlightened in order that we know the hope of our calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and the exceeding greatness of his power toward us, his saints. We believers, according to the working of his mighty power that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Jesus our Lord sits far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. God our Father has put all things under Jesus' feet and gave Jesus to be head over all things to us, the church, which is his body, the fullness of Jesus who fills all in all. As we, the church, have been commissioned by our Lord Jesus Christ, who has all authority in heaven and on earth, we go therefore into all the nations in the authority, the name of Jesus, and make disciples of all the nations. We have waited and received power as the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and we are witnesses to Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. We preach, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, you and your whole household. We baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We teach those we disciple to observe all things that we are commanded to do in the Word. We say, follow us as we follow Christ. We preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Whosoever sins, we remit, forgive, are remitted, forgiven. Whosoever sins, we retain, are retained. So we do not allow ourselves to hold any unforgiveness. We forgive 70 times 7. Freely we have received, therefore we freely give. Jesus Christ we preach, warning every man in all wisdom, that we might present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end we also labor, striving according to his working, which works in us mightily, and lo, I am is with us always, even to the end of the age. You, Lord, have given to us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. If two of us agree on earth concerning anything that we ask, it will be done for us by you, Lord. For where two or three of us gather in your name, you are in our midst. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we bind and break off of ourselves, our families, our ministries, and all things that concern us, all principalities, all powers, all rulers of darkness of this world, all spiritual wickedness in high places, all occult activity, all curses, all witchcraft, all divination, and all sorcery. We bind the strong man, the ruling spirit, in every person's life and in every situation. We bind each strong man, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, jealousy, whoredom, bondage, pride, the lying spirit, infirmity, fear, heaviness, death, perversion, error, and the spirit of Antichrist. Renounce familiar spirits of each family, unforgiveness, cancer, infidelity, diabetes, heart disease, lung disorders, dementia, muscular disorders, nerve disorders, lameness, blindness, the deaf and dumb spirit, rejection, heart disease, autism, Alzheimer's, depression, suicide, rage, rampage, greed, adultery, fornication, and all marriage-breaking spirits. We destroy the works of the enemy over us, and we come against any soul power or emotional ties that do not glorify you. We confess the sins of our youth, all vows, all judgments, all agreements with lies, and the sins and iniquities of our fathers, including all secret society oaths, back through all generations, including idle and negative words, and curses over us in Jesus' name. We break all ungodly soul ties. We loose all the gifts and the fruit of the Holy Spirit of God into the lives of our whole tent. We loose ourselves, our tent, and all things that concern us into the glorious liberty of the children of God. in the precious name of Jesus. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, has set us free. Therefore, we are free indeed. We've overcome the enemy because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of our testimony, and we do not love our lives even to death. We bless you, Lord, with our souls and all that is within us. We bless you and your holy name. We bless you, Lord, and we forget not all your benefits. You forgive all our iniquities. You heal all our diseases. You redeem our lives from destruction. You crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Blessed are we because we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Our delight is in your law, and in your law do we meditate day and night. We are like trees planted by the rivers of water that bring forth our fruit in season. Our leaves do not wither, and whatever we do prospers. Great peace have we who love your law, and nothing shall offend us or cause us to stumble. You, Lord, are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters. You restore our souls. You lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil until our cups run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We trust you, Lord, with all our hearts, and we lean not to our own understanding. We acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our paths. We trust in you in order that loving kindness and mercy surround us. We will not trust in man or make flesh our strength, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We will continue in the faith firmly established and not be moved from the gospel, the good news. We will abide vitally united to you so that your words will remain in and continue to live in our hearts so that we may ask whatever we will and it shall be done for us. For you have called us and chosen us that we might go and bring forth much fruit and keep on bearing, birthing and travailing, lasting, remaining, abiding fruit, even into old age, that you may be honored and glorified, and that we may show ourselves approved as followers of yours, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit ourselves to walk in your word. We recognize that your word is integrity itself, steadfast, sure, eternal, and we trust our lives to its provisions. You have sent your word forth into our hearts. We let it dwell in us richly in all wisdom. It does not depart out of our mouths. We meditate on it day and night so that we may diligently act upon it. Your word is an incorruptible seed abiding in our spirit, and it grows mightily in us, producing your nature, your life. Your word is our counsel, our shield, our buckler, and our powerful weapon in battle. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It makes our way straight. We never stumble or fall, for our steps are ordered by you, Lord, in your word. Hide your word in our hearts that we not sin against you, Lord. We recognize the strategies of Satan, and we stop him in his tracks by speaking your word out of our mouths in faith, speaking things that be not as though they are. We speak to the mountains and say, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And we do not doubt, but we believe that we have what we say when we say it. For we abide in you, Lord, and your word abides in us. Therefore, we ask what we will, and it will be done for us. We align our word with your word, asking according to your will. And you hear us and give us our petitions. We are confident, Father, that you are at work in us, both to will and to do your good pleasure. We exalt your word. We hold your word in high esteem and give it first place in our lives. We boldly and confidently say that our hearts are fixed and established on the solid foundation. Thank you, Father, for sending your word, the Lord Jesus, and healing us and delivering us from our destructions. We give you thanks for your loving kindness and for your wonders to the sons of men. We bring to you, Lord, all requests and petitions for healing, believing that you, Jehovah Rophi, are our healer. We praise you in advance for the miracles we expect. We thank you in the Spirit, that the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, and that because you raised Christ Jesus from the dead, you have given life to our mortal bodies through your Spirit who indwells us. We pray that we give attention to your words and incline our ears to your sayings, that we do not let them depart from our sight, that we keep them in the midst of our hearts because they are life to us who find them and health to our whole body. Because we serve you, you bless our bread and our water, and you remove sickness from our midst, including opening wounds and removing miscarriages. You heal all our diseases. You redeem our lives from the pit. You crown us with loving kindness and compassion. You satisfy our years and desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle, and you only perform righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. Jesus himself bore all our sins in his own body on the cross, that we may die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his stripes we were healed. You, Lord, are not slow about your promises, as some count slowness, but you are patient toward us, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. We declare our patience toward our families and all we've known in the past and will know in the future, as well as all those in our present life, that we are not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. We are not willing to lose even one. We thank you that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, and we, in covenant with you, Lord, also seek and save those who are lost. We thank you, Father, that because we believe in the Lord Jesus, our household shall be saved. As for us, our tent, and each household, we will serve the Lord. We wives submit to our own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. We are submissive so that even if our husbands do not obey the word, they may be won by our behavior, chaste and accompanied by the fear of God. Instead of relying on the outward adorning of our flesh, we will reach our husbands with the hidden person of our heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. The older women will admonish the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God not be blasphemed. Each husband loves his wife as Christ loves the church, that he love her as his own body, nourishing and cherishing her as Christ does the church. Husbands dwell with their wives with understanding, honor to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that their prayers not be hindered. Our children are a gift and a heritage from you, and the fruit of the womb is our reward from you. The children of our youth are like arrows in the hand of a mighty warrior. How blessed we are to have our quiver full of them. We will train up our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. They will not depart from the way, the truth, and the life. Our children will obey us in the Lord, for this is right. They will honor their father and their mother all their lives, that they may live long on the earth. Fathers will not provoke their children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. They will not exasperate their children in order that they not lose heart. We, your children, will hearken and listen to you, that you may teach us the fear of the Lord. We will keep our tongues from evil and our lips from speaking deceit. We will depart from evil and do good. We will seek peace and pursue it in order that we may have life and length of days and that we see good. As for you, Father, this is your covenant or league with us. Your Spirit who is upon us and who writes the law of God inwardly in our hearts, and your words which we have put in our mouths shall not depart out of our mouths or out of the mouths of our children or out of the mouths of our children's children from henceforth and forever. Lord, you commanded us, your church, a house of prayer, to pray for all who are in authority in the countries where we live and minister, that we lead a quiet and tranquil and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity and honesty. We pray for all nations, for it's not your will that any perish. Lord, the heart of the king is in your hand. You turn it whithersoever you will. Thank you for turning the hearts of the leaders in order that they govern with righteousness. We no longer criticize and complain about our governments. Instead, we pray, not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father, for turning the hearts of the leaders in order that they govern with righteousness. We no longer criticize and complain about governments. Instead, we pray, not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, Lord. We declare that the upright shall dwell in our government. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We pray revival will sweep through the government offices and no seeds planted be stolen. We bind the powers of the enemy that keep them from hearing and responding to the gospel. We loose them from false gods, ancestral traditions, and any other influences or spirits that keep them from receiving Jesus Christ. You desire, Lord, that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We hold up before you, Lord, all men and women in positions of government throughout our land. We pray for the Spirit of the Lord to rest upon them. We pray the uncompromisingly righteous into authority so that people can rejoice. We confess the sin of abortion in our land, and we thank you for forgiving our sin and cleansing us of all unrighteousness. We declare that our leaders will deliver the needy, the poor also, and him who has no helper, the unborn Lord, that they will have pity on the weak and the needy and redeem their lives from oppression and fraud and violence, and that precious and costly shall be the blood of the needy in your sight and in the sight of leaders. We declare, Lord, the overturn of Roe versus Wade. We pray you take away the wicked from before the leaders and authority in each nation so that governments will be established in righteousness. Lord, you have given us the spirit of, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore, we will not fear terrorism in this earth. We establish ourselves in righteousness, rightness, conformity with God's will and order. We shall be far from even the thought of oppression or destruction, for we shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near us. We thank you for the arrest of all organizations, such as the Global Islamic Movement, that are out to destroy America and Israel. We declare that the rulers and authority will rule wisely in all areas concerning this. All subversive associations and movements that train young men, women, and children to carry out suicide attacks in all parts of the world are defeated in the name of Jesus. We declare no more Columbines or Virginia Techs, no more September 11ths. We declare all gang and drug activity exposed and stopped in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the freedom fighter of all time, conquered for us death and hell. He is ruler of the earth and says no to our enemies. We declare all of our borders protected in the name of Jesus. We declare that the illegal immigrants of this nation will not be declared legal without going through the proper channels as written in the Constitution and the laws of this land. We will not unite with Mexico or Canada or allow any nation or religion to overrun our borders. We will not be conquered from within or from without. We declare that our next president will be righteous. We declare that we are one nation under God, and no man or woman swearing allegiance to any other god or flag will be our president. Lord, we lift up our military to you, and we pray a hedge of protection around their bodies, minds, and spirits in Jesus' name. We declare a wall of fire around them, and we thank you for your angels surrounding them. Illumine them, Lord. Let their light so shine before the enemy that the enemy sees their good works and glorifies our Father in heaven. We petition heaven to turn our troops into a real peacekeeping force by pouring out the glory of God through our men and women throughout the world. We declare them instruments of righteousness to defeat the plans of the devil. As children of the Most High God, we enforce the triumphant victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We stand in the gap for the war-torn, devil-overrun land. We expect an overflowing of your goodness and glory in the lives of those for whom we are praying. They will call on your name and be saved. We thank you, Father, for the provisions and protection of the families of our armed forces. Preserve marriages. Cause the hearts of the parents to turn toward their children and the hearts of the children to turn toward their fathers and mothers. We plead the blood of Jesus over our troops and their families. We declare a support system to undergird, uplift, and edify all the families, especially those raising children alone. We pray comfort for the lonely and strength for the weary. As you told your disciples how to pray, Lord, we, your disciples, in this day pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Today we hallow your name, Lord. Your kingdom come, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Your will be done on earth, Lord, that none perish and all come to repentance as it is in heaven. We ask that you give us this day our daily bread, including our manna, your word of life. Forgive us our trespasses, Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And Lord, bless us like Jabez. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Keep your hand upon us, Lord, and keep us from evil, that we not cause pain or be in pain. Thank you, Father. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.